Hey, everybody. Hey. It is your girl, Precious Williams, and welcome back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. I'm so excited you all are here. As you know, we keep it a buck here each and every Sunday. And today's episode is all about hashtag rock the mic, the price of being different and thinking for yourself. So, every week I come on here and I tell you different ways to approach the pitching game, different ways to approach sales, marketing, branding, visibility. The reason why I am the way I am is because a lot of doors were shut to me. I don't know about any of you all, but have you ever made a mistake and you thought there's no way I could come back from this? There's no way that anybody would ever give me an opportunity again. And so, when I, fell and things went wrong in 2016, 2017, and y'all hear me say this all the time about when those doors closed and when all those big time people stopped rocking with me, I really thought it was the end. And when I tried to take my life, I thought I had nothing to live for. But thank God that God had a God said, the fat lady ain't sang yet. Oh, you're gonna come differently this time. You're gonna do it my way. So the reason why I bring that up is because on this episode of Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master, I want to talk about the price you will pay for being different. And I'm not sure if everybody's willing to pay this price. And what does it take to think differently? Now, we live in a society that is glorifying everything that's fake, fake body parts, fake gurus, fake everything, and saying you can scam your way to the top. And I want to come at you with a totally different authentic, even if it bothers people. I think it bothers people because if you're always told that the fake is better than the real, when someone comes real, that's defiance. And all of us are supposed to fall in line. And I don't want to fall in line. If I fall in line, I feel like that's a slow, painful death. And so why should you listen to me? Why come to the Killer, Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show every week? The reason why I'm glad that you all come is because I'm going to keep it a buck with you all. Number one, I am the Killer Pitch Master. I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. I've been on shows like Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, movies and documentaries around the world. In fact, I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author. And can I sip some tea, y'all? Oh, I know y'all see that in my cup. I'm just sipping tea because I'm gonna tell people, pitch, please. I'm on my bag today. I'm about to go peanut butter and jelly on some things today. And so if you're ready for the real and not the fake, if you're ready to go ham and cheese, let's do it today. The reason why I want to talk about hashtag rock the mic, the price of being different and thinking for yourself, is because as you grow as a business person, as you grow as an entrepreneur, as you grow as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, anything that you do, I want you to know there's a price you're going to pay. There's a price you're going to pay for conformity, and there's going to price you're going to pay for being different. Since I don't conform, I'm going to talk about the price of being different. Now, I'm sure a lot of people may have lost their jobs or they found themselves becoming coaches and stuff like the things they didn't think they could do, but they are doing, and maybe they're having traction and maybe they're not. Maybe you're listening to a lot of gurus and they're painting this picture of how easy it is and how easy it is to get clients 6 weeks to six figures. Maybe that works. I just don't believe it does, right? And that's because I believe you need a proper foundation. And I'm only speaking from experience. When I started pitching years ago, I was just really, really good, but I had no foundation. And there came that moment that even though we were making a lot of money with Curvy Girls lingerie, that I realized we did not have a proper foundation at all. But the reason why we're talking about hashtag rock the mic, the price of being different and thinking for yourself, you're gonna pay a price. I'm willing to pay it. I hope you are too. And it's going to help you in your business, your entrepreneurial career. It's going to help you in your speaking game. It's going to help you all over. But do know, and it's not just, you might think, oh, it's haters. No. The people most detrimental to you aren't your haters. It's the people who know you and their fears they're putting on you. So they might be your loved ones, your family, your friends. Those are more detrimental to you than your haters. And when I tell you there's a price to success, there's a price to being different. So if you're ready for that, put something in that comment and let me know that you with me today, ham and cheese, peanut butter and jelly. I'm on my bag. I'm in my bag today. So we got to get it. We're about to get it popping. So I have a free quiz for the new people here today. You can go to pitchingforprofit.com. Take my free quiz. Even as I'm speaking, you're gonna take the quiz. It's that quick to take. You'll get a customer, a free customized report that's going to tell you how to step up your pitching game. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a speaker, if you're both, if you're thinking about entrepreneurship, if you're thinking about writing a book, you need to take this quiz. There is no money. You'll get a free customized report, and you're going to see how great I am at being able to pinpoint how you can take your pitching game further. So if you take the quiz, let me know in the comments, took the quiz, and let's get it popping today. And for some of y'all who people always talking reckless on you, hit them up with the pitch, please. Did you say it says P? P, y'all. Pitch, please. Hit them with the pitch, please. That's what I'm giving the true tea today. So now that I'm giving you a little bit of a taste about who I am and what I've done, do know I've come from homelessness, poverty. I've come from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, first person in my family with a college degree, a law degree. Went to hell and back multiple times, hit rock bottom multiple times. And so I'm not talking to you from what I read in a textbook. I'm talking to you from experience as a serial entrepreneur, an international professional speaker, a corporate trainer for some of the biggest companies in the world. And I had to do it differently because other people wouldn't let me in. So let's talk about it. Have you ever had people block you because you shine too much? And you put in the comments, if you shine too much, like, let me know. Have people ever blocked you from getting somewhere because you maybe you outshined them? Maybe your skill set was too advanced. Maybe people wanted to put you in a box. I want to hear that in the comments. Have anybody ever held you back? And just, you have to put them on blast and just say, yeah, some people try to hold me back, because that is the price of being different. I've been held back by a lot of people. I've been had people talk about me. I've had people throw things in my past in my face. And the thing is, what they think is going to hurt me only makes me stronger. Because the truth of the matter is, I want y'all to get hear me today. They will always throw in your past as if you're still there. They're there with that. You're not. And so last time I checked, I ain't homeless. Last time I checked, I'm not an attorney. Last time I checked, I the things people want to hold at me don't exist anymore. Yes, I got kicked out of Georgetown University Law Center. Yes, my parents didn't want me. Yes, I always felt like I wasn't wanted. So I had to create a tribe that fits my vibe. If I'm talking to you today, get it with it, because I'm feeling something. I got to get this off my chest today. So I told you about the heights that I scaled. But again, I'm still a work in progress. And so as you think differently, as you, the price of being different is, as you're growing, people want you to all of a sudden be perfect. And as I tell you all, I am not perfect. My pitches are, I am not. I'm still working through past issues. I'm still working through things. At the end of the day, I am not here to conform to what other people want me to do. If I conformed, I'd have a job right now being miserable because I didn't want it. Now, this is not to talk about people who have a job. If you love it, go for it. But if you know that there's something else in you and you have a side hustle, go work that. I am not hating on anyone who has a job, a position. Do your thug dizzle. Do it. You got a revenue source when people out here don't have anything. So you go work it. I'm saying for me, I needed my purpose on this earth was to show other people what's possible when you walk in your purpose. And no matter who disses you, from big time PhDs to people who think they're these great people that people throw in my face, I'm like, it's all good. I don't care. I am not here for their blessing. I'm not here for their approval. I'm here for what God put me here for. And so while you throw up I was homeless, while you throw up I was a severe alcoholic, riddle me this. Those aren't true today. Those aren't true. But you want to keep me back to where I used to be. Do you do that for other people? Because I can start throwing out names and people don't, I didn't know. We all have a past. And I am not the sum total of my past. I am not the sum total of all my mistakes. I'm a new creation in God. And I made a lot of mistakes, but now it's about helping others get to where they need to get to. So if you're tired of being put in a box, put that in the comments. I'm tired of being in a box. I'm tired of being in a box of my own making, and I'm tired of being in a box of other people's making. If you messed up, so what? We all did. Some of y'all haven't been put on blast, and that's why you can say things from the perspective of, I would never do that, but you've done things that other people haven't done. And even though I came from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri, and everybody talked bad about me and reckless and greasy on me as a teenager, look at where I am today. I can sit here and spend time reflecting on that, or I can go out here and fulfill the purpose that God gave me. And as the great Ty Goodwin always says, when you step into your purpose, another woman or man can step into theirs. So as a trailblazer, you're going to be different. As a trailblazer, people are going to hate on you. As a trailblazer, people are going to be scared of you. As a trailblazer, you might outshine the master, breaking one of the 48 laws of power. You might shine so bright, people can't help it but to hate. Is that your concern? No, you have to do what God put you on this earth to do. You do. I'm not meant to sit in a cubicle. I'm not meant to sit in a corner office. I'm meant to go out in the world and show what's possible because I fucked up so much. Y'all don't know what time it is. I fucked up a lot. But even as I messed up, God was like, okay, that's part of her journey. So people can identify with her. She's as real as they come because I was there eating out of garbage cans. And people straight dog me in these streets. Thank you. Thank you. You made me stronger. Thank you for making me a fighter. And I want to bring some of this to you all today. One of the things that I started noticing this year, y'all know we went through a pandemic last year, right? And we're still going through it, an economic downturn and social unrest. Raise your hands if you went through, like, you worked your butt off last year. You worked your butt off. Well, for me, towards the end of the year, I started to feel burnout because I worked so hard. I took on everything thrown at me, you know, that paid and whatever. And I worked so hard that I got so tired. And at the end of the year, I literally had to take off for 2 weeks to right the ship. And I'm glad that I did. Started off this year. This year started off with a bang. And we go in with fireworks at the end of this year, I promise you. But one of the things I didn't realize is as you start going up this ladder, there are things you need to pay attention to. Because it's a part, the price you pay for being different. One, people will always ask you to do things. As great as it feels, sometimes you just have to say no. One, you can get overexposed. Two, you're working yourself to the bone and giving more opportunities to other people than it does for you. So the return on investment really isn't there. And three, you'll become exhausted. And then when a big opportunity comes your way, you have so much on your plate, you can't get to it. Can somebody say hello? Has that ever happened? Because that's what I was starting to feel. So my billboard went up in Times Square last Thursday. So excited. And I realized how tired I was. I've had multiple oral surgeries. I had the vaccination shot. I was speaking. Had a popping event on May 22nd. And I was exhausted. And I couldn't even give into my exhaustion because I was like, oh, I have this. Da, 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 da. And God said, you need to take a break. I need to take you away from everything because you need a break. You need a break. And so for 3 days, I was in a hotel room by myself, like just resting. And even that's not enough because you know what I was doing? My body is tired. My mouth is tired. All these things. And it came down to you have to start ridding yourself of things. And so I need to start ridding myself of things that don't serve me or that I feel like I'm being tolerated and not celebrated. And so I hope I'm speaking to y'all today because I don't want you all to go through this or to know that it's normal and that you have to start cutting things ruthlessly. Ruthlessly. What are your goals? What are you shooting for?
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I am the new host of Living the Black Experience podcast, bringing you content that will provide knowledge, resources, and support for professional and personal growth through our everyday experiences. You can catch me every Friday at 7 p.m. So be there, share your experiences, and enjoy.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? it. Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Business Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. Different is everybody is not for you. And once you accept that, that's fine. It does. Listen, I have a law degree. I have an English degree from Spelman College, a law degree from Rutgers School of Law in Newark. I was always told I was too fat, too black, and didn't have an Ivy League degree. Well, who spoke at Harvard University two months ago? I did. They booked me to speak and teach on training and to teach on pitching. Think about that. I don't have an Ivy League degree. And yet here I was and bought my book. Stop playing with me. As people of color, we do have agency, and you don't have to do it the way everybody tells you need to do it. When you look at the Oprahs, the Tyler Perrys, are their stories like everybody else's? Then why does your story need to be like that? I didn't have money coming up, but you know what? I learned how to make it. I learned how to walk through a room full of vultures and make it. And if that's the kind of people you want, that's my tribe right there. I'm not for everybody, and neither are you. And once you understand that, your life will be so much better. You're not going to be worried about your haters. You just going to let them motivate you and keep it popping. Okay, so let me tell you what it costs, what it truly costs to be different. Fake people are going to come around you because you're shining. And sometimes that negative energy is going to pull off on you. I've had it happen to me, and it almost cost me my life, my career, and everything. So being different, you will have people who all of a sudden you got new friends. No, they're not new friends. They're Klingons. And so being able to discern and asking God for wisdom and discernment, you're going to have haters. Just understand that they're going to be your motivators. So when you feel like you can't, there's a song by Mano. He's a rapper. It's a song called All the Above. And he said this line, when I think that I can't, I envision Obama. And I'm thinking, I envision my grandmother, I love Obama, but I envision my grandmother with her eighth grade education, how she pushed me forward as her golden child. She told me I would lead a poverty. She told me I would lead a project. She told me that I was going to have this big life. And by golly, God gave her that vision when I was born, and she made it happen. She was a praying grandmother, and she prayed and she pushed me out there. She told me I had the gift of speech. And when I'm telling you, when you have somebody like that in your corner, and not all of us had it, I was 15 years old when I got a taste of her. And I had her for 3.5 years before I went off to Spelman College. I'm thankful that she spoke life into my dead soul. When your parents don't want you, and you feel like your family doesn't love you, and they knew you were getting abused and abandoned and tortured, it was my grandmother at the end of that rainbow who said, I got you. You went through hell. I got you. Now, I've been waiting 15 years for this for you. And she loved me to life. My grandfather loved me to life. Next thing I know, I'm at Spelman College, Georgetown University Law Center, Rutgers School of Law. I'm living it up in New York City. I'm becoming what I always wanted to become, but it was because of her praying, because of my grandfather praying. It's because of all the people who helped me. It's because all the people who saw me and was like, you know what? We're going to make sure she's taken care of all the way through. So watch who's in your network. Watch. Everybody wants a piece of you until you forget that you're human. And you can't do everything for everyone. You don't have the bandwidth to be at every event, every networking event, every charity, you don't have the bandwidth. So the price of being different is realizing that what the value of time. And so you have to breathe, you have to rest, you have to recharge. The price of being different is when people used to dish you and kick you to the curb, all of a sudden you start to elevate and those same people come, say they always saw it. You don't have to have the anger in your heart. What you can do is just keep it cordial and keep it moving, because the people you're meant to serve aren't those people. There were the other people who need to see you. The price of being different is you're going to go against the grain. The price of being different is you're going to fight a lot. The price of being different is you're going to fight battles behind the scenes that people can never see when you hit that stage. The price of being different is people dissing you right before you go on stage, and you still got to give it up for the people who showed up for you. The price of being different is there will be people who make it their mission to break, to tear you down. And you got to keep going, because God said it. I'm racing. I'm going. Listen, I have to press ever forward. That's why Philippians is my favorite book in the Bible. I'm pressing forward to the goal of Christ Jesus. I'm pressing forward. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. I can do all things. And it wasn't until I was at my deathbed. It wasn't until I walked into the Bowery Mission Women's Center. It wasn't until I graduated. It wasn't until all those things happened that I realized that God had me all along. And when I was trying to impress people with my accolades and my achievements, it didn't matter. But when he told me you do it my way, that's when things changed. I had a 10-year plan. It was over in four months. He had everything planned. And so I'm telling you all, you don't have to do everything everybody asks of you. If you're tired, take a break. If you need rest, tell people. You might need to back up out of engagement. Sometimes that's what you got to do to preserve yourself. I want to thank Quanisha, I think her last name is Green, Black Woman CEO. She taught me a very valuable lesson. It's not just about your mental health, but it's everything. When you have multiple surgeries and you're doing everything for everyone else, and it's not to be a martyr, you're so grateful for opportunities, but you have to give yourself rest. And I know for people who are just starting off, this just sounds crazy, but I'm not starting off. I've been doing this a long time, and so I need to rest. And I wanted to have this real conversation with y'all, because it's not like I'm just leaving groups and stuff like that just willy-nilly. No, I have to preserve my gift, my talent, but most importantly, the temple that God gave me. And so the goals and everything that he put before me means that I have to become less everywhere. We often wonder why Beyonce doesn't give all the interviews and stuff like that anymore. It's because she's over that. She solidified her place. And now she's able to do what she wants to do, which is truly impacting the world in a different way. And if that resonates with y'all, let me know. If I'm saying anything that's resonating with y'all, please let me know. I'm just giving you the price of being different and what it really means to think differently. I wanted to be everywhere, and now I don't anymore. I only want to be at select places. And now it's time to just walk the red carpet and not fight tooth and nail to stay on the same carpets I was on. And it's not saying I'm better than anyone else, not at all. It's saying that I'm 42 years old, I'm not 22. And as people get bigger and bigger, more and more successful by the world, the thing is, God gave you a body for a reason. And it needs to be recharged. So if I'm saying anything, please let me know, y'all. You will outshine others, even if you don't want to. The light that God gives us is so bright that it blinds others. But that's not your concern. And I just want to share that with you all. I have some other things I want to say. I'm not sure if all of you know this, that, you know, I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author. My third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. It is Billboard still in Times Square. But I wrote this book because as great of a pitch killer, pitch master as I am, after you're done pitching, you really have to evaluate who's in your network. And you can't just stay in networks because you just like the people. It has to push you forward. It has to challenge you. And if you've been pitching correctly and you're in the right spaces, other people will start pitching you for opportunities you didn't even know existed. And so this book is not a pitching primer. It's showing you how to have others pitching you. It's showing you how to build and rebuild the right relationships that will help you get to whatever level you want to get to. And it's not necessarily about fame, but you know, if you want to have a greater impact, more people need to know you. But then you need to have the right people in your network who see the value of what you're doing and will push you forward. And so I want to ask a question. Who wants great media attention? Who wants media attention? Who wants the VIPs in business to know your name? Because I want to know who's really here. Is what I'm saying resonating with you all? Is this something you're interested in? I can talk about pitching until I'm blue in the face, but sometimes we got to have a real conversation about the price of being different and what it really looks like. We have to have a conversation about thinking differently and not thinking that that's for everyone else who doesn't look like us. Different cultures and communities are not a monolith. It takes the defiant ones. It takes the good trouble people to show you that there's different ways to do. There are different ways to skin a cat or whatever that term is. Do you want to be different? Do you want a new tribe? Do you want a new network? Let me know, y'all. Put it on. Let's go. Let's be like Nicki Minaj. We got bad vision. We don't see competition. Because the only competition is what Beyonce says, who you were yesterday. I'm not watching what every speaker in the world does. I don't care. There's only one killer pitch master. There's only one. And I lead. Yes, I understand what my competition is doing, but we are not doing the same thing. Take a step back and look around you at the things you might have been missing, opportunities that you didn't pay attention to, because you have to take a step back off social media and get quiet and let God minister to you what he's been wanting to say. And finally, next week, I want to talk about the big leap forward. What does that really mean? So I know that we have an incredible author who wrote The Big Leap. But I want to talk more about taking a step back to make a big leap. And even though other people don't understand or they're offended, it has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with you growing. So if you want me to talk about the big leap next week, let me know. Let me come back to y'all because I know we're 52 minutes in. Hold on. Tina Williams, I'm coming. All right. Shama, I miss being successful. Queen, it ain't over. I promise you, my queen, it ain't over. You can miss it, but it's coming again. Tina, I enjoy everything you say, period. It always leaves me fully energized. Thank you, Queen. Sharon, truth. Tina, you have to be obedient and listen. God is in the blessing business. LinkedIn user, thank you so much for sharing that moment with my family. Your support will never be forgotten, Tangie. I love you, Tangie. Nefessa, most definitely, I think we're all looking for growth and opportunity. Not only would I come, I would invite others that are ready. Let's go. Nefessa, does that mean for the conference for my summit, the Pitch Please Ultimate Women's Power Pitch Summit? Or is there something else, Queen? As I said, everybody, I thank you all so much for being here. I thank you so much for showing me love. Let me just do a recap. The title of this episode is hashtag rock the mic, the price of being different. The price of being different and thinking for yourself. The reason why I came up with this episode is because I realized that I'm starting to ruthlessly cut out a lot of things that no longer serve me, that served me in the past, but aren't a part of my journey moving forward as I make my big leap. And as we're all growing our businesses, our speaking careers or entrepreneurial, whatever we're doing, we do have to take a step back and look at things to make sure that we're not building everybody else's dreams, but our own. You know what I mean? And when you're thinking for yourself means that you're not everybody else's property, right? I want you all to know that if this is your first time here at Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show, you can take my free quiz. I am a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion who's been on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, movies and documentaries around the world. I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only series. My books have been purchased by the federal government. They've been purchased by big companies around the world. I'm proud to be a corporate trainer for LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, all these big companies. I am so proud of what my individual clients are doing, signing big time corporate training contracts, getting booked, busy, and paid speaking engagements. They are launching successful books. They are just getting out there and pitching their way into places that people think we shouldn't be, or we need to have this person, that person. When you learn how to pitch for yourself, when you learn how to get yourself out there, when you learn how to create your own lane, people are going to come and see you on your terms. I love when people put in, I want to book you. What are your rates? That's so different from, you should just be doing this. You see how different that is? When they ask you what your rates are, that means they value you. Trust and believe. And so today is all about, let's reflect on where we really want to go. And that you were designed for a certain purpose. And you're not designed to do what everybody else wants you to do. You're here to do what God wants you to do. And last time I checked, everybody's not going to like you anyway. So find the tribe that fits your vibe. Come check me out. My website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. Please go there for inspiration. Please go there to see what I can offer you. Please go to my YouTube, Perfect Pitches by Precious. You can see some of the places I've spoken at. You can see some of the funny things that I've done. And you can also see, you know, a little bit of people who are in my network. You can check me out on LinkedIn. You can check me out on Precious L. Williams, Killer Pitch Master. Finally, you can take that free quiz, pitchingforprofit.com. And if you're going to be in Indiana the week after next, I'll be there also. So the tickets to come to the event are only $10 to go to an expo. It's $10. And there's also a contest to have a dinner with me there. And so please come out. Please come out. Kelly Sparks, who is over the Indiana Small Business Connection, which is putting on the event, the Small Business Expo and the pitch event. Come out. We're gonna have a good time, I promise. Okay. Also, if you're interested in my pitch, please, Ultimate Women's Power Pitch Summit, you can let me know in the comments later. You can let other people know. You can go to hoppin.com/events/pitch, please. And also, if you love my merchandise, if you love stuff like this, if you love merchandise like cool cups, bags, pillows, and stuff like that with cool little things on there, you can check out my merchandise store. And finally, I'm just so happy that you all are with me. And yes, my merchandise, my store is on Shopify if you want to see the cool things that I have. Okay. Again, Pitching for Profit, you can get it on my website. If you want the hand signed copy, if you just want other books and you don't want them signed by me, you go to Amazon, Target, Walmart, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold, you can get my books. But if you want the hand-signed copy, buy it from my website, okay? For any of you who are in Indiana or in the surrounding states near Indiana, I will be in Indiana on June 16th and 17th of this year. And I'm going to be at the Indiana Small Business Connection. I'm the keynote speaker at the pitch event, right? If you're in Indiana, the tickets are only $10. So come out and see me. And there's also a contest where you can win a dinner with me and some other big time officials in Indiana. So if you want to come out, if you want to, you know, hopefully win the dinner with me, yep, free dinner for two people. Let, you know, get your tickets and let me know. Okay. So I love you all. I thank you all for being here with me. LinkedIn, you, thank you, Precious. Enjoyed the show, Christine. Like I said, I love you all. I will talk to you later. I do not believe I have any more comments, so I'm going to end the broadcast now. Hi, everybody. My name is Precious Williams. Thank you for another exciting edition of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. I'm your proud host, Precious L. Williams, Killer Pitch Master, and I love teaching about the art and science of pitching, visibility, marketing, and branding. Thank you so much. Again, my big ask is if you know of companies, corporations, nonprofits, and foundations that should book me, should hire me, let me know if you're willing to make the warm introduction. I have everything that you need to get me booked and busy and there in front of you all to teach, train, and to coach. I love, love, love what I do. Thank you all so very much. I think I have one more. I see my girl, Kimberly. Hey, Kimberly, awesome information. Love you all. Love you all. Love you all. Take care, everybody. Mwah. And this is going to show up probably the next 30 minutes in my feed. You can also check this out tomorrow on my YouTube channel, free YouTube. A, you can go to Perfect Pictures by Precious. You go to YouTube, Perfect Pictures by Precious, and you can check it out. I love you all. Mwah! Bye.